I would say it's technically not legal, even though websites will, you know, they'll offer it, say, hey, all you have to do is just change your VPN and, you know, here you go. It's a legal thing to bust everyone's bubble. It's technically not legal because what you're doing is you're paying Netflix a fee and then you pay another party to change your computer's VPN access or whatever to so that you're actually looking like, oh, this person's from the U.S.
Yeah.
But you're not from the U.S. You're from Canada. So whether you're using an IP address or VPN or whatever, you're tricking a system into thinking you're from a different country.
Yeah.
So basically, you're lying and you're cheating.
There you go.
You know,
to put it simple, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so whether it's a VPN service or DNS or whatever, it has to be an American system. So let's not kid ourselves. It's actually illegal. You're tricking a system. You're circumventing a legal system. So you're kind of actually almost breaking a law in doing that.
Mm.
So it's not situational ethics. This has nothing to do with, say, a life and death scenario, having to choose to do something illegal to do the right thing for something else, like, say, helping the Jews elude Nazis in Germany. This is so you can watch American TV content.
Yeah.
Hardly a comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
For a Christian, it's just wrong. It sets a bad example, you know, just by setting that example of cheating a system. Ask yourself, do you think Jesus would, you know, break a law, bend the rules just so he could watch TV? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No, yeah.